From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has cautioned that people coming from the seven Muslim-majority nations currently under a temporary travel ban may remain there indefinitely. He said other countries could be added, but Kelly Tuesday said the vast majority of Muslims entering the U.S. can do so without hindrance.
The vast majority of the 1.7 billion Muslims that live on this planet, the vast majority of them, have, all other things being equal, have access to the United States.
President Donald Trump's executive order has suspended entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said it's aimed at protecting Americans.
It's trying to make sure that people understand that the process is working correctly, it's working very well, that the government is doing what it's supposed to protect its people. And that's the number one thing that we can do.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized the travel restriction as a blind measure that likely will fan extremist propaganda. A Reuters Ipsos poll shows the order divides Americans. 49% strongly or somewhat agree with it, while 41% strongly or somewhat oppose it. Four men charged with directing a major drug trafficking ring have been extradited from Kenya to the United States. One of the suspects is Baktash Akasha, who U.S. prosecutors say led a Kenyan crime family involved in distributing heroin and methamphetamines. The charges stem from a U.S. investigation into the Akasha organization, which is believed to be a major smuggling operation connecting the poppy fields of Afghanistan to European and American cities. This is VOA News.